Are You Sleeping? By Kathleen Barber. Read by Rebecca Ross.
Nothing good happens after midnight. At least that's what Aunt A used to tell us whenever we begged for later curfews. We would scoff and roll our eyes and dramatically pronounce she was ruining our social lives. But over time, I came to see the wisdom in her words. Trouble is the only thing that occurs between midnight and sunrise. So when my phone rang at 3 o'clock that morning, my first thought was, something bad has happened. I instinctively reached for Caleb, but my hand grasped only cool sheets. Momentary panic fluttered in my throat, but then I remembered Caleb was 3 weeks into a trip overseeing aid workers in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Still half asleep, I dimly worked out it was 8 o'clock in the morning there. Caleb must have forgotten about the time difference or miscalculated it. Frankly, neither mistake seemed like him, but I knew how draining these trips were on him. The phone rang again, and I snatched it up with a hurried greeting, eagerly anticipating Caleb's familiar Kiwi accent, the soft rumble of his voice saying, "Joe, love." But there was nothing. I sighed in frustration. Caleb's calls from abroad were always marked with exasperating delays, echoes, and strange clicks, but they had been particularly difficult on this trip. "Hello?" I tried again. "Caleb? I think we have a bad connection." But even as the words left my mouth, I noted the lack of static. The connection was crisp. So crisp, in fact, that I could hear the sound of someone breathing. And something else. What was that? I strained to listen and thought I heard someone humming, the tune familiar but unplaceable. A warning tingle danced up my spine. "Caleb," I said again, even though I was no longer convinced my boyfriend was on the other end of the line. "I'm going to hang up. If you can hear me, call me back. I miss you." I lowered the phone, and in the second before I pushed the disconnect button, I heard a hauntingly familiar feminine voice quietly say, "I miss you too." I dropped the phone, my hand shaking and my heart thundering against my rib cage. It was just a bad connection, I told myself. Those had been my own words echoed back at me. There had been no two. It was 3 in the morning, after all. It hadn't been her. It couldn't have been. It had been nearly 10 years. She wouldn't call me now. Not like this. Something bad has happened. I grabbed the phone and checked my call log, but there were no clues, just a vague, unknown caller. Something bad has happened, I thought again, before sternly ordering myself to stop. It was only Caleb. Only a bad transcontinental connection. Nothing that hadn't happened before. But it still took me 2 doses of NyQuil before I could fall back asleep.